Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. It's the first of the new year 2022. I have a lot of good feelings about this year, so I'm looking forward to it. But it's off to a fireworks kind of start. We're including questions sent to Ask Catherine as of Monday, the first day of the week. And if your question came in after, we'll roll it into next week's Ask Catherine. And of course, we address questions put at subscriber input. I appreciate your question. And again, if it didn't get in this week and it was in by Monday, let us know. Okay, so let's dive in. Cash and precious metals. I'm a 70-year-old divorced woman. And with everything I've heard about what is going to happen, banks crashing, dollar depreciating, I'm terrified. I sold my stocks and don't know where to put my life savings. It's not much, but it's all I have. I'm thinking about buying gold and silver with a third, keeping a third in cash. And I've just heard from a friend about private banking strategies. Where you are, you own your own bank through whole life insurance. I don't know what they're describing. I just wanted to know if you've heard of this and if you feel it is safe. I just have no idea. Usually anything that involves those combinations could be safe or not. There's no way I can tell from what you said. I do think it's important to understand, and I'll talk a lot more about this during the equity overview, which we do in 2 weeks. In an environment where there's no law, there's no way, you know, there's no safe asset. And it's a little bit like war. You put the players out on the chessboard and you hope some make it through. So I like to have things diversified. I don't like to bet on any one thing. And anything I can do to invest to lower my overhead in an environment where expenses run the risk of significant inflation, of course, I want to do. But I would suggest you listen to the last 4 equity overviews and then listen to the one I do in January. And I think there's a lot of links and information that can help. The one thing I would say is nobody is in a better position to govern your money than you. And when you're in an environment where you're in the middle of a war, you have to make decisions. It's very important you know what you own and why you own it and feel good about it. So, and I'll go through again on the equity overview what I'm doing. So I'm happy to share what I'm doing. But you have to understand that if there's no rule of law, then nothing is safe. And that's why law and the rule of law is so important. Hello, Catherine. I have respect for you. This is why I'm writing. I need your assistance. I just received money and stocks from my mother's estate. I live in Pennsylvania. I'm concerned about what is going on in the USA. I know your story. I, too, was also targeted. I have a small amount of physical gold and silver. It's in a self-directed gold Roth IRA. I also have some in my possession. I own my home and cars and have virtually no debt. I live in the suburbs and just recently put in a generator. I have blueberry bushes, small fruit trees in a garden. God, it sounds great. And you go on, please direct me to the appropriate advisor. So I can't recommend advisors on the Salieri Report. What I can tell you is I've had several advisors on last year, both who I don't always agree with all of their decisions or recommendation, but they're very solid, capable, honest people. And you can listen to them and see if that is of any assistance to you. But I don't give investment recommendations on the Salieri Report, nor should I. I need to know much more about you. But the one thing I will say is one of them is in Pennsylvania. So listen to the appropriate equity overview and see if that's something that, after listening to him, it's somebody you would recommend to yourself. But again, I would suggest you go through the last 4 equity overviews and the one I do in January, because I think those will help. There's no magic bullet here. You just, you know, if you look at how the different families who've managed to preserve generation through war after war after war, you see, you know, sort of how they diversify and deploy their funds in multiple places, multiple assets, multiple jurisdictions, and some make it through and some get lost, you know, but that's the nature of war. Catherine, you're my hero. I've learned so much from you. I wish you the very best for 2022. Thank you for your caring heart. Can we share specifically how you were able to get Chase to forgive your credit card debt? It wasn't Chase. It was Citibank, but it wasn't Chase. Chase was very brutal in the fight on creditor issues and played dirty. So they were exceptionally dirty in my experience, but it was Citibank that I did the common law right of offset. And all I did was write them a letter, tell them I was doing it. And my guess, and this is my guess, is they'd already written it off because it was old and had no interest in restating and having a fight about it wasn't worth the money. So that's my guess. I owed Nissan approximately $4,000. They had written it off, but I asked them to reinstate it specifically so I could pay it off. Because I certainly think they deserve to be paid. And I, for one, like to pay my debts. You would like to put it in action, rid yourself of some corporate financial interests. What I would do is I would study common law right of offset and see if you can find an attorney who will make sure they represent you. And you have to remember that they can come back and get you on the credit score, so you have to be prepared for that. I'm sure whatever it did to my credit score, it probably, they probably clawed $14,000 back by this time. So just make sure you're aware of that. My awesome husband is getting me this. There's a link, but they didn't include the link. So I don't know what your awesome husband is getting you, but you're off of Facebook and Twitter. Great. Hi, Catherine. You've been basically saying this for a while, but now Dr. Yaden has been making noise about the reset happening in March 2022 and getting some press for it. Yaden is great. I can't say enough good about Mike Yaden. I think he's doing us a great service by trying to warn people of how dangerous things are. I don't know what he said about March 2022, but basically what he's saying is if we let the vaccine passports roll out and lock us in, we're in a whole different world and it's terrible. What I'm trying to understand from such a debt jubilee scenario is how folks with real estate owned outright will be different from those whose real estate margins get forgiven in the jubilee reset. Will they be stripped via taxes? Will the folks with forgiven debts have strings attached? I have absolutely no idea. I mean, the big danger here is if they get the passports, they'll steal everybody's property slow or fast. You don't know. So I've got 55% in real assets, including 20% in metals, but the 45% that is cash equivalent, cash, bills, crypto worries me. Seems the need to get some land at whatever cost, or maybe more metals to reduce cash exposure is imperative. Their technology is very deflating. Now their monetary, the central banks are offsetting that with massive monetary inflation. But there are scenarios in the future where we could go into a serious deflation, especially if we continue to see the kind of vaccine deaths we've and disabilities we've seen in the last 3 to 5 months. So there are scenarios where deflation can absolutely catch hold. So you don't want to bet the ranch that it goes either way. You want to be prepared to do okay in a deflation and do okay in an inflation. That means, you want to have cash. Will it lose in an inflation? Certainly. But the things you have for a deflation could, it could go the opposite direction. So I would just be prepared to make it through a variety of scenarios, including, near hyperinflation, although I don't think we'll get there, a near hyperinflation or deflation. And you say Merry Christmas. I had a great Christmas. Christmas is wonderful. Hope your holidays are wonderful. I understand you will not be answering this year, but I better write it down before I forget. I had asked you the question earlier, but you said I didn't provide enough information. In the interest of building my tribe, diversifying, I'm thinking of lending mortgage money to a very trustworthy person who has a lot of equity in her home. You indicated that I really need to have a tight contract and be able to claim the property if need be. My biggest question about, okay, so this is why. When you do an individual deal like this, which if you're doing with a trustworthy person is a great idea, I think you want to just make sure you have a professional attorney look and make sure all the paperwork is in order. That's just, I would have you doing that no matter what you are doing if you're doing a real estate transaction. You just want to make sure, let's say the person you're financing is killed in a plane or car accident, God forbid. You just want to make sure you have no problem exercising your rights at that point. So I'm not so much worried about them not paying. I'm worried about just making sure you have your legal rights and your mortgage free and clear. My biggest question about this is how risky it will be to get paid. I have no idea, but if you have a hardworking, trustworthy person, I think you're probably in pretty decent shape. I'm unvaccinated. The borrower is vaccinated. She does not plan on getting vaccinated again, although she has been compliant. Even receiving a booster so far, I'm concerned that my money will be cut off and therefore having this income will be great, but how will I receive it? Do you see problems? Is it possible if for any reason your bank is closed down that she can pay you cash? That would be the thing to do, is just agree with her if for some reason the bank can't transact, that she'll pay you cash. Do you see problems? Yeah, absolutely I see problems, but not with this particular deal. But just remember, all deals have risk. Any real estate deal has a risk. Any mortgage has a risk. I don't see there's any reason, you know, in any investment you have is going to have risk. So, but I don't think living in fear is going to help you manage that risk. I think the bigger problem is that the people running the system are going to try and steal all the real estate. That's your problem. I think she may be using government CDs and I cannot receive them. Do I need to get her to pay me in precious metals? Thank you so much for your input. I would just reach, you know, I do a straight up clean deal and just make sure you have a good attorney, make sure your mortgage is good. But I would talk to her privately about, you know, if there's problems receiving the money through the bank, would she be willing to pay you in cash? But I wouldn't make that part of the contract. I'd just have that and maintain a good relationship with her. So as things, you know, as things evolve, you're prepared to rock and roll with her. Hopefully she's not that far away. What I'm hoping. Catherine, my husband is not a big believer that our financial system is on the brink of collapse. Can you recommend a legitimate article or book that does address this so I can add credibility to his claim? I sent you a detailed email response because this question had come in right after the last cutoff date, and it's in the notes. I would have him read, I won't read the whole thing, but you can read it in the notes if you're interested. I would have him read A State of Our Currency Going Direct Reset and the CBDC wrap-ups. CBDC will be out in January. The other two are already out. I think they're exceptionally credible. They're written by highly, you know, credentialed, legitimate players, myself and John Titus. If for some reason he only wants to read somebody who works for the central banks, then whoever that is going to tell them whatever the central banks want to hear. So there's no one who can help him. One compromise might be have him listen to one of the recent interviews with Dr. Mark Skidmore. And I think it's very important to understand that the current financial system is parasiting the general population to continue to subsidize the financial system. And it can keep the financial system going, you know, for decades that way. You know, that's what I call the slow burn. And so the danger, your big danger, is not that the financial system will collapse. If it does, we're in better shape because that's better for freedom in many cases. But your husband is very right that there's a possibility that the financial system will keep turtling along just fine. Thank you very much. Now, the general population will pay for it, but the stock market will be the beneficiary. So you want to make sure you have deployed your chess players on the chessboard so you're not betting the ranch on any one scenario. And I, for one, would not bet the ranch on a collapse scenario. That's one possible scenario, but it's only one. And I've been arguing that it's an unlikely one for the last 30 years. Now, it's more likely now than it's ever been. But so far, the people who run the financial system have shown themselves very capable of parasiting and depopulating the general population to protect the corporate economy. Dear Catherine, I've been all over the Slayer's homepage and don't see where I can gain access to your philosophy and advice on how to make changes that will help protect my wealth and exit the matrix control. Again, I sent you a note. I would read or listen to the last four equity overviews and the equity overview I do in January. I wish to follow a plan of action and recommendations. I don't want to listen to many past audios trying to piece it together, read lots of articles on the site in search of this material. I wish to find clear advice and consolidated information with steps to follow. That can only happen by a trained financial planner who has intimate knowledge of your life and circumstances and goals and financial, you know, and sort of current financial assets. Without all of that, anybody who gives you a clear advice and a detailed plan with steps is probably leading you down a primrose path. I also believe in this environment when so many of the decisions have to, you have to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. You have to take the time. Again, this is war. This is not investment. This is war. This is trying to navigate through a war where many of us, in fact, could not make it. And don't, it's not our assets that could be lost. It's our lives that could be lost. Catherine, I'd like to know about the language in the Amazon terms. Is service agreement 4210, which reads as follows. This is an acceptable use, and it relates to a video game called Lumberyard. And if you don't know, it's a piece of software and some kind of game. It sounds very draconian, but I would do a search for Lumberyard and realize it's just, you're dealing with a video game. Longtime listener and a fan from coast to coast and advocate of your current podcasts as they become available on the internet. Have you ever published on the Fannie Mae Wall Street rig mortgage collapse in 2008? Would like to read your material on the subject if you have any. I wrote many, many pieces between 2008 and 2012 that are back in the library. If you do a search on mortgage or Fannie Mae or financial crisis, you'll find them both. Do a search for my name as well as Carolyn Betts. And then I also wrote Dylan Reed and The Aristocracy of Stock Profits, my online book, and that gets into a lot of the Fannie Mae rigged mortgage bubble. So it was published in 2006 right before they pulled the rug out under the market, but it relates to a lot of that. Your investment advisory FAQ page states, now they're talking about my company, Solaria Investment Advisory Services. We provide investment screens and research advisory through other investment advisory firms. We no longer accept individual clients. How can individual clients glean Catherine's thoughts, guidance on how to best protect one's savings given the magnitude of all that is shifting in our world? Is there specific and recent content on the Solaria website that you can share direct links in regarding 401ks, for example? So if you want to know my philosophy of screening, you can read two wrap-ups. Can we screen for productive companies? And the other is, can ESG turn the red button green? If you want to understand my sort of investment philosophy and approach in this environment, you can listen to the last four equity overviews. We do them quarterly, and the one I'm doing in January. And then I also had, as the blast from the past this week, the audio seminar of Building Real Wealth with Franklin Sanders. That's a good one. Anyway, so that's where you can find the majority of what I think about all this and what my approach is. Banks or credit unions you recommend? I don't recommend specific banks and credit unions. If you go look at our article, How to Find a Good Local Bank, it walks you through the steps. And it's very important to me you find one that where you can have a direct relationship with the decision maker and you feel comfortable with them. But you're going to have to go through the steps and find that as well. We did a show late last year in December on the Financial Rebellion on CHD TV on how to find a good local bank. And we have two Solaria reports on how to find a good local bank. They're both in the library. It has been a year now, and I still am not sure what to do in this environment, so I thought to ask. I purchased an old historical building that needs to be renovated. I am just not sure I should invest in fixing it with a bit of money. I haven't savings. It will take all my savings and maybe a bit more. The downtown called me the other day to tell me they have grant money. I might be eligible for a $30,000 or a bit more if I match it. This would help. If I fix it, I could live off the rental income. I would love to hear your thoughts. Read the contract very carefully for the grant money and just make sure that the terms and conditions are acceptable, because I've found sometimes they're not. I do like the idea of purchasing an old historic building and renovating it. Maybe you can renovate it slowly over time so that it doesn't exhaust your reserves. I hate to have you give up your reserves. You need to hold back reserves. So I would be careful not to take yourself down to peanut butter and jelly. I've done that several times for strategic reasons, but I don't recommend it. Dear Catherine, being a subscriber and in a peculiar situation, having been blind for 14 years and a huge fan of yours, I'm wondering if you might be inclined to give financial advice for a fee. I'm deeply sorry. I don't do individual financial advisory work. It's subject to very significant amounts of regulation, and I can't do it without readopting that regulation, and I have you know, I've changed the regulatory structure for my investment advisory company, and so I'm just not in a position to do that. But I do think you can find some good people, and I would recommend you listen to the last four equity overviews and the one I do in January, because I think that will help. Say the Great Reset didn't happen, and we hope it doesn't. What will be left? What will be left with a financial system that is broken and was going to crash? If it wasn't in 2019, it would have been in 2020, saved by the rise in M1 this time. So you go through the different scenarios of what we can do. Right. So I think I did a video called Reflections at the end of December to sort of give you my vision of the next year. I think we need to do three things, and I think you understand them from reading this. The first thing we need to do is reach out to anybody who's been harmed by COVID-19 and help them re-engineer onto a positive direction. They are our army to help build the new world, and they've been badly harmed. And if we can reach out and help them and invite them to be part of building a human world, I think that's a mighty force waiting to be helped and engaged. So that's priority number one. Priority number two is we have to stop the vaccine passports. If we don't, you know, all the other things we're trying to do will not work. If you successfully invest your money in 2020, but you don't stop the vaccine passports, guess what? That money's all going to get taken away. So worry about how you stop the passports, because if you don't, we're not going to have assets. The third thing we need to do is to build local resiliency, and that's a lot of what you're talking about here. So, you know, we're clearly on the same page, and a lot more in the last four equity overviews and in the next equity overview. Israel has that. So now we're on to COVID-19. Israel has the Testimonies Project, all about adverse events to the vax. Here's 1.0 hours of adverse events in Canada. Doctors and nurses are refusing to report. I attended a meeting locally with 200 people packed into a four-car garage. No one person was wearing a mask. Most were unvaxxed. Dr. Nagaz was the guest speaker. He was fired in Alberta for prescribing ivermectin. At the very end, Dr. Nagaz stated that doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers will become the most hated and reviled sector in our society because of what is happening now. Take care. And then somebody wrote in about Dr. Huff and Dr. Malthaus doing a similar thing in a church. They had to go outside because the fire marshal ordered them. Wonderful, wonderful doctors, Huff and Malthaus. I posted that one. It's great. Hi, Catherine. One of my best friends is flying cross country right now to see her father's hospice treatment. This is a family that believes in vaccinations, and he recently had the booster too. He was in the hospital for a kidney issue. He was fine a week ago. Today, all of a sudden, the doctors reported that cancer has exploded in almost every organ in his body. Ironically, no one in his family makes the connection between this horrific event and the vax. Last spring, another dear friend, a clear bill of health from her oncologist, she had beaten cancer and was totally clean. The same week, her doctor made sure she was vaxxed. Then, like magic, her cancer reappeared, exploded within her, and she was dead less than 3 weeks later. Her husband understands the connection between the vax and her death. Their adult kids thinks he's nuts for thinking this. This is all happening right in front of a center stage. This is a power of cognitive dissonance and mind control. Theirs is up to 22,000 deaths. Actually, if you look at Skidmore survey, I believe the deaths is probably in the United States is up to about 500,000. And the disabilities are many multiples of that. It's very bad. And I talk about it with John on Money and Markets, but I think it's very bad. And if you look at the newest results that the Doctors for COVID Ethics published in December at their symposium on what the pathologists have found about the immune system attacking the organs as a result of the injections, I think it's important to understand how exceptionally dangerous the situation is. And it's clear, as I talk about Money and Markets, the damage from the injections is far greater than anything from what people are calling COVID-19, which I believe is many different things, but that's a topic for another day. Hi, Catherine. Happy New Year and a big thank you. All of a sudden, it seems there's positive news on many fronts with respect to the pandemic. Leona Wen admitting masks are purely decorative. The New York Times worrying over the effects COVID measures have on kids. South Korea demanding to know why so many are dying from the vax and the biggest and most recent Biden throwing COVID measures back to the states. Now, I just say, you know, the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments tomorrow on the Biden mandates. We'll see what happens. This all seems coordinated. No way is the cabal shrugging and accepting defeat. I'm wondering if they're relaxed because they know when they hit us with the 5G rollout on January 5th, the illness and death rates will explode. You know, they're pushing back on many fronts right now, so it doesn't look like they're letting up at all. I was feeling like we'd have more time, but I'm now afraid this all gets pushed to crisis starting next week. What are your thoughts? Yeah, it's we're in a significant state of war, and I think the alarm has already been sounded. I don't think it's imminent. You know, this is trench warfare, and it's ramping up significantly. And again, if they get the passports, we're toast. So make sure you take a look at Corey Lynn's piece, 22 Ways to Stop the Vaccine Passports. Then somebody sent in a video claiming that if we take an mRNA-altering injection, then we're a GMO that's owned by whoever has the patent, etc. So my legal team sort of scoffs at this. I don't scoff at this. If you look at the treaties related to GMOs and whether GMOs can cross borders, it wouldn't surprise me if there's some kind of trickery going on around legal issues, whether as they relate to travel or genetic code and possibly relate to patents. But I would be very careful because we just don't know. Going to need a lot more whistleblowing before we get anything that can help us with this one. I hope you and the Solaria team had a wonderful holiday. My question is regarding the OSHA mandate that will go into effect on January 10th. The Supreme Court won't begin their review until January 7th. That's tomorrow. My company will not mandate the injection, but in order to comply with the OSHA mandate, they're requiring all employees to complete the test. So do you think it's foolhardy to not want to be in the database? I would not let myself be in the database. I think that is none of their business. You're working remotely and they don't need to know. So there's no reason for them to know or put you in the database. I would refuse. But then I'd be prepared to lose my job if that's what it entailed. My elderly husband has a term policy and your question is, should you continue to pay? I have no idea because I would need to know the details of your policy and what the payments were, et cetera. If you have, a real accumulated value in it, I would be loath to give it away. But I just don't know the particulars. And I don't know the company because the credit worthiness of the company matters tremendously as to whether you want to keep it or not. Hi, Catherine. I just enjoyed watching the interview yourself, Ulrich and Wim Hof. I've been practicing his breathing cold exposure methods for nearly 2 years, and I'm a big fan. Never thought I'd actually like cold showers or ice baths, but I was proved wrong there. I've got a background in chemical engineering, but always had a passion for natural medicine, on and on. I see Wim didn't specifically address how his method could be used to treat these injured people, or maybe this was edited out. He just mentioned the vaccinations briefly in the discussion, but we believe that it can help anybody whose immune system has been suppressed, and that was why we're so eager to hand out 50 books to subscribers who asked for them. So I think it can help many, many people with immune, just strengthening your immune system and also strengthening your positive, your mental sort of acuity and ability to focus on what is good for you as opposed to be distracted by the incredible debasement that's trying to soak up and waste our time. Anyway, I do want to stress that even though I think the Wim Hof method is terrific, I use it. I know a lot of people who use it with success. It doesn't work for everybody. And you can see from the discussion and subscriber input on the Wim Hof method, some people just, it doesn't work for them. So I think it's terrific. I think it can help millions of people. And it's 100% economic. It's free. You can do it anywhere. And I just think it's for people who it works for, it's just a huge blessing. Hey there, Lady Catherine. Merry Christmas. I'm enjoying your latest Money and Markets report, December 16th, and noting how difficult it is to understand the very important things RFK Jr. has to say. Would you consider adding English language subtitles to him or other speakers who are difficult to understand? That's a great idea. We will take that into advisement. Thank you for that suggestion. For the next task, Catherine, I was wondering how you view the whole, I don't even know what this is, Sestu Kivi Act, where everybody's supposedly being reported dead at sea, DAS, by the age of 7 and having the possibility of crying black your back your woman of flesh and blood stat. Okay, so these are they're just millions of legal rabbit holes, and I don't go down them. And one of the reasons I don't go down them is I've never found the people who run the central banks to respect any legal system, including anyone you can find or, make up. So I tend not to pay too much attention to it, but I have to claim ignorance, and it's a rabbit hole I haven't gone down. Hi, Catherine. More than anything, thank you for sharing so much knowledge. My name is PB. I left Safra National Bank of New York a month ago from the office in Miami. You've got a great website, Verity Market looks terrific. And you're fully registered, so obviously great background in asset management. We have two wrap-ups, one on can we screen for productive companies, and the other, that was 2016, and then in 2018, can the red button can the ESG turn the red button green? And I would make sure you check those out. And you would love to organize an event. If you haven't gotten on Connect, the Solaris Circle software, I would definitely try it. Dear Catherine, and ask Catherine from the 13th December, Jay talked about his experience of living in a caravan and traveling through Europe. This is an option I'm interested in exploring. Have you already covered this topic? If you have, what keywords should I type in the search box? I really haven't, because I haven't understood if the passports take effect, and you need a QR code to buy gas, it's going to be, you're going to be a bit of stuck. So the people I know who are doing it are certainly enjoying themselves. And RV sales are off the charts in the United States. Everybody's figured the way to deal with jurisdictional risk is, to be able to get on the road and move. Another thing I've noticed lately, that often an article on the internet will show a suggested reading time. What is this about? I can't help feeling it has something to do with mind manipulation or mind control, but I can't figure out how or why. I have no idea. I haven't really noticed it, but I'll think about it and ask some people. Hi, Catherine. Since COVID, I now question everything and I'm wondering how to vet out politicians. I voted for the Bushes and they look like nice people that watered their plants and walked their dogs only to find out about Bohemian Grove activities. What I thought was conservative Christian, I was dead wrong. So how do I continue to vote when I really have no way to vet the candidates? You know how to vet the candidates locally. And I can't tell you how important it is. I would just absolutely focus on local, state, and local elections. And really focus on the, dive in and listen to our Salier reports about how to map out your financial ecosystem locally. And what I would do is I would find one or two really great people locally and then back them to the hilt and use your time that way. That's how you do it. Hello, Catherine. I've listened to your interview with so-and-so, enjoyed it thoroughly, decided to join up. Is there a keyword to search the site for companies worth of investing in? No, we don't make any investment recommendations. I do think if you listen to the last four equity overviews and the one I do in January, that would help. Yeah, I would definitely listen to the last four equity overviews, check out the links, and then listen to the one we do in January. Catherine, I wonder what it must be like to have small children in the current environment. They must be so confused and not know what to think or believe. What does one say as a parent? The parents tell the child one thing, then the school hears a completely different contradictory story from his teachers. You have to homeschool. You have to homeschool. It's all hard enough for an adult to comprehend what's going on, but how does one explain these apparent contradiction and incongruities to a small child at an age in which shades of gray are not perceptible? You have to homeschool. You can't send them to these schools. What would you happen to know if there are any studies about or research done into the health, development, and mortality of babies born to women who got vaccinated while they were pregnant? I just saw a headline of a doctor who's been put into a mental institute, or forced into a mental institute because he was warning about the extraordinary skyrocketing of stillbirths in Canada. I think it was in British Columbia, but on Doctors for COVID Ethics, I've been listening to various anecdotal reports, but I don't think we have yet any good studies or research. But certainly there's many indications that there's serious problems. Dear Catherine, I hope you had a beautiful Christmas and New Year's. As always, thank you. I had at first resisted the craze over RFK's new book, assuring myself that I was already studied enough of the topics to not prioritize it. But you read it and you liked it a lot. It's really good. It's so good. Anyway, and then you talk about your concern about them being involved on the wrong side of climate change and green energy sources. I have similar concerns. I'm not sure it's RFK and his team as much as some of the people they've hired to run the Defender, but I hope to address it more in 2022. We're going to be doing a lot more in climate change then. Anyway, and I'll make sure I talk with them about it. But I think, you know, climate change can be the same extraordinary op used for central control in a way that makes no sense. Feel free to reach out to CHD too, because we all have to say these things. Then somebody writes in about the problem between the FAA and domestic air carriers, which is a real concern. John and I talk about it in Money and Markets. And one of the things you talk about is whether you, one question you had was, is the U.S. workforce gone? That's one of my concerns. When they say a lot of people quit in November and December, my concern is that it's deaths and adverse events, and, you know, both from the injection and a variety of different stresses. But surveys, Skidmore's survey would suggest that that's possible. Because you say, how could that many people survive without income? I think, however, a lot of people are willing to live at far reduced circumstances to get out of corporate America under this environment. Then you ask, where have all the illegal immigrants gone? Who is housing and feeding them? This is a good question. And I don't know anybody who's done very significant research on this. Okay, I'm picking this up anew. I'm sorry to say I was interrupted. And the interruption was to let me know that Dr. Joseph Farrell, the day after we recorded News Trends and Stories for this week, had heart trouble and then went to the hospital for heart surgery and is recuperating. But I would just ask everybody keep him in his prayers. So let me start with the next question again. Happy New Year. My husband is associated, I'll just say, with the airline industry. I won't go into the details. And is reporting on all sorts of problems with people having cardiac problems after the injection. And according to Reuters, the FAA says operators should be prepared for the possibility that interference from 5G transmitters and other technology could cause certain safety equipment to malfunction, requiring them to take mitigating action that could affect flight operations. I wonder if the cardiovascular system of vaccinated flight crews might fall under the category of certain safety equipment and malfunctions, especially given the questionable toxins in our COVID vaccine environment. Graphenoxine has been implicated in clotting and blood disorders, as well as activation by 5G. I think the biggest problem is the spike protein, not the graphenoxine, but who knows? And there's so many unanswered questions about what's in this stuff we don't know. I really appreciate that intelligence. Yes, I think there's a real problem with the 5G interfering with the software development and software and emergency systems in the planes, as well as with people's health. Then you ask, where's the U.S. workforce gone? Are they dead? If you look at the numbers, I think that vaccine injury and sort of injury from the great poisoning could be a significant part of those people quitting literally dying. Why are there so few willing applicants in the market? How are they surviving without income? Very good question. Although I think there are a lot of people who've decided to live a significantly reduced lifestyle just to be able to stay away from the injections, the mandates, and sort of what's going on inside some corporations. Then where have all the illegal immigrants gone? Who is housing and feeding them? Why are they only a crisis when they're once upon a time border? This is, again, very good questions. And I've speculated at times on some of the things happening, like going into the underground bases, being dispersed around the country, etc. But I think they're very good questions. And there's clearly significant government subsidies supporting some of them. Anyway, I'd love to do a more detailed Salarian report on that if I can find an expert who I can really trust. Dear Catherine, do you have any insights in the latest devastating fires that devastated the northwestern suburbs of Denver? That's, I believe it was outside of Boulder. Aren't some agencies moving their headquarters from Washington to Denver? Yes. After hearing your analysis of the looting that took place in opportunities in cities with the Fed Bank, I can't help wonder if this was a targeted weather fire event. I have not looked at it. I think the chances of this being a targeted event is very real, but I haven't studied it at all. If you look at some of the physical patterns that were present in some of the fires in Northern California, it could easily be one of these. I expect the fires to move through the heartland, so it's gone from California. We've seen them across Canada, but now we're in the Midwest country, and I think, you know, Denver's the heartland. We're going to see it continue to move. One of the reasons I chose to live in Hickory Valley, I was looking for a place that no one would want for as many years as possible. So I was looking to, you know, to be something that wasn't in the apple of the eye of developers. Catherine, the real Anthony Fauci, that's Kennedy's book, reading this now, holy cow, I wanted to purchase a copy at both Barnes & Noble and on Amazon before Christmas, not in stock. Do you think they under-ordered intentionally? I doubt it. I think this is it's a runaway bestseller. And I think it, you know, it keeps blowing out of the stock. You know, I keep ordering batches and I just think it's unbelievably popular. Check out the following analysis, including the link to helicopter video of incarcerated houses surrounded by green grass and trees that still have their leaves. Every single house on a subdivision in Boulder, Colorado, burned to ash with steel melted. Yep. That's the pattern. That's what we saw in California. We've seen it elsewhere. Going direct reset, and you know, I come back to the thing, this, we are in a war. And when Joseph and I went through the 20 stories this time, we didn't go through 20 stories. We went through 20 battlefronts and talked about the actions you can take on each one of the battlefronts. So, you know, I think it's really important to understand that you need to set an intention to understand the war, succeed at the war, overcome the war, endure the war. But this is a war. I checked around your website and, so we turned to the going direct reset. I checked around your website and still don't know where one would share links. If haven't already wanted to share this with you, no matter how you feel about the Russians, God bless them for resisting the vaccine QR codes in the middle of evening prayer while asking for protection from vaccine passports and mandates. I thought of this article in QR checkers literally getting stabbed or beaten up when checking on them. Maybe not very Christ-like of me, but I can't help laughing. A tough bunch, these Russians. And here's the passage. One of the most dangerous jobs in Russia, one of the problems with enforcing QR codes in Russia is that you can get stabbed for doing it. On paper, it sounds like a major growth industry, but it's really worth the lousy pay and the constant beatings. For example, at the end of November, a mall cop in Kazan was wounded in the arm with a knife when he asked a man for his QR code. In some parts of Russia, violent opposition to QR code appears to have played a key role in dropping the regime altogether. Russia's QR code regime is collapsing. Oh, I definitely have to get that. I didn't see that one when I went through there, so I'm going to get that one and send it into the website. I wanted to share a brief thought. Seeing as events are rushing to a head very quickly, I've been thinking about how to accelerate people's thought process in the regards to the global takeover. I thought about your recent statement on money and markets. What is the connection between central bankers and vaccines? Lately, when people ask me about the vaccine who are not complete corporate media drones, I've been asking them, what is the connection between UFOs and the vaccine? At first, they naturally have the expected contorted expression on their face. But after I give a brief explanation why that question might not be crazy, they usually just remain silent. Whether you think UFOs are ETs or advanced technology, either way, the connection is central banker control of the world narrative on both vaccines and UFOs. It might not be the most effective method with everyone, but it sure does make up for an interesting conversation. Also, I included a short clip of Patrick Stewart's Picard in a wonderful scene that has such obvious meaning in this current situation, I thought you might appreciate it. When the Admiral says, I am Starfleet, one cannot help but think of Fauci saying, I am science. Additionally, I think this specific subject matter may unfortunately relevant in 2022. The volume is low, so you may need to raise your speaker volume to hear it. One last thing. Have you heard of Alan Watt? Oh, yes, absolutely. I've been reading, listening to some of his works, and he takes a very long form view of the New World Order that is interesting. I'm not sure I'm ready to throw George Washington, FDR, and with the likes of Klaus Schwab on the basis that they were Freemans, but he makes the Freemason case quite well. I attached a screenshot excerpt from his Rational Wiki page. I tried editing it on the vaccine mandates part, but I wasn't accepted. Laughing out loud. I wonder when they take this down. It's beginning to read more like Nostradamus than a crazy kook, especially the last one. What are your thoughts on the Freemason cult within a cult theory? I don't know that one, but I do believe that the Freemasons are one of the most powerful groups in the world. Some of the fires that have been breaking out lately have been in Freemason establishments. Anyway, but I think the Freemasons are clearly exceptionally powerful, particularly in the G7. It certainly pays to help to understand their influence and the extent to which they have, in my experience, certainly in the Anglo-American Alliance, they have every neighborhood networked. And it's going to be part of the interesting thing now is the guys at the bottom beginning to realize what's going on at the top. In the most recent quarterly report, you questioned the mechanism associated with the deliberate calcification of the pineal gland. If your organization does not have anyone with the appropriate background to explain this angle of the great poisoning, I can in detail with sources. I would love that. So yes, please go ahead. I sent you a note saying, yes, please go ahead. I think that would be great. Hi, Catherine. This song just got to number one in the UK charts. I can't work out if it is available in the USA. Unfortunately, although we are all boycotting Amazon, it was the only way to sell it. Anyway, I love the irony of it. Darren got awake a few years after converting to Christianity. He also started publishing the light paper at the beginning of COVID, which is free and wildly distributed. Here it is. Okay, great. And the song is Stick Your New World Order up your new, you know what. Okay, Merry Christmas, Catherine. My son sent this article to me and I have to pass it on. Israel leads 10-country simulation of cyber. Yeah, I wrote an article about that. It's up on the blog. This stuff scares me. It scares me, too. I'm hanging in there with everyone else, changing what I can, using prayer and meditation to cope. I deeply appreciate your work you do to bring us actionable intelligence. This is a huge deal. God bless you. God bless us all. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's a scary world, but remember, we have powers and principalities to call on. Hi, Catherine. I heard you say that you couldn't find a certain video on the moon landing hoax. I have seen a video some time ago that was well made, but can't find it anymore either. However, I came across a recent one that at least shows part of the other video. It was a director from LA who made a series of documentaries on the moon that was quite interesting and had a lot of great footage in it. The moon landing hoax is a video by, it's a series, I think, that I have on DVD. By, Widener, Jay Widener. It's very good. And his theory, which matches mine, is that they had Kubrick, that they went ahead and did a moon landing, but they had Kubrick film a fake one. So that's what they could show. And, I hate to say it, my theory is the reason that I think that's what they did is that's exactly what I would have done if I was on the Joint Chiefs. Then a couple more links from one on the vaccines. There's one on this idea that JFK Jr. is still alive. I don't buy it. Patrick Wood's recent article, Beware 2022 Technocracy's War Against Humanity, set to continue, is well worth reading. I couldn't agree more. Wood is terrific. And that's another great piece from... Then someone sent in a recent discovery about the vax. I would say the most impressive thing is what Sucharit Bhakti has worked out with the help of the German pathologist. It's extraordinary. If you know anybody who's a pathologist, you want to make sure they see the latest from Sucharit Bhakti and the Doctors for COVID Ethics. It's fantastic. Hi, Catherine. I read your story on Georgie. That's a dear friend who I always post something in memory of her on the anniversary of her death, which was basically the night after, it was basically December 20th. Sixth, sort of two hours after the end of Christmas. And it reminded me of one of my favorite stories. With love in our hearts, really does not matter what 2022 will bring. This is a funny and wise story from one of my favorite books. I think we're sharing. And then the story is, it's a great cartoon that we put. It's called Old Men Who. There was an old Taoist who lived in a village in ancient China named Master Hu, who loved God and God loved Hu, and whatever God did was fine with Hu, and whatever Hu did was fine with God. They were friends. They were such good friends that they kidded around. Hu would do stuff to God, like call him the Great Claude. That's how he kidded. That was fine with God. God would turn around and do stuff to Hu that gave him warts on his face, wens on his head, arthritis in his hands, a hunch in his back, canker sores in his mouth, and gout in his feet. That's how he kidded. That God, what a kidder, but it was fine with Hu. Master Hu grew lumpy as a toad. He grew crooked as cherry wood. He became a human pretzel. You clod, he shouted to God, laughing. That was fine with God. He sent Hu a right leg 10 inches shorter than the left to show he was listening. And Hu would laugh some more and walk around in little circles, showing off his short leg, saying to the villagers, "Ha ha, see how the great cloud listens, how lumpy and crooked and ugly he is making me. He makes me laugh and laugh. That's what a friend is for." And the people of the village would look at him and wag their heads. Sure enough, old Hu looked like a owl's nest. He looked like a swamp. He looked like something the dog rolled in. And he winked at his people and looked up at God and shouted, "Hey, Claude, what's next?" And splat, out popped a fresh wart. The people wagged their heads till their tongues wagged too. They said, "Poor Master Hu has gone crazy." And maybe he had. Maybe God sent down craziness along with the warts and wens and lunch, hunch and gout. What did Hu care? He was fine with them. He loved God, and God loved Hu, and Hu was the crookedest, ugliest, happiest old man in all the empire, till the day he whispered, "Hey, Claude, what now?" And God took his hand, his line in hand, and drew him right into himself. That was fine with Hu. That's what a friend is for. That's funny. And the great tune, there's really a funny tune. You have to look at the notes. Why should I enter the workforce and trust the government to raise my children? Because look how good the government is at raising things. And then it's got a chart, food prices going up, gas prices going up. Very funny. Somebody sent a suggestion for a book called States of Emergency, which I've ordered, and because it's coming out in England. I liked your interview with Jan Ott. Reminded me of a chapter in the book by Morris Berman, The Twilight of American Culture, The Monastic Option. Well, the Frisians weren't they weren't monastic. Then a witch trial burning of a woman being tied to the stake, and about the fire about to be lit. No mask, no jab, and she is still healthy. Do we need any more evidence of witchcraft? Oh, good Lord. Somebody sent a recommendation for the Immortality Key, and I've gotten that book, but again, I got a huge pile, so I can't promise I'll read it fast. A great article, somebody had sent this link in and I posted it. A great article from the Atlantic called Where I Live, No One Cares About COVID. I think it was Upper Peninsula in Michigan. A couple more great links. Russian court shuts down Sister Irma Memorial Rights Group. A couple more great links. Other question, dear Catherine, wishing a wonderful Christmas with gratitude for all you've given us in these times. Prayers for the coming years and its challenges. We've got to live no matter how many skies have fallen. It's a quote from D.H. Lawrence and Lady Chatterley's Lover. Oh, that's fabulous. I've got to read that again. We've got to live no matter how many skies have fallen. What a great way to end Ask Catherine, and a birthday card greeting for me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, great Ask Catherine. Thank you so much. Please keep Dr. Farrell in your prayers. I really appreciate it. He's a treasured friend and ally, and he means a great deal and has done, he has done so much for all of us. Just keep him in your prayers. Anyway, have a great evening, and don't forget, if you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Good night and good luck.